Hi friends, today we are going to study chapter 4, which is the travel agency setup, how to set up a travel agency. Learn how to set up a travel agency, understand the automations and technology requirements of a travel agency, know the basic functions of a travel agency, learn what are the major sources of earnings in a travel agency, learn what can be the additional sources, how you can make money or you can probably add features in a travel agency. The different chapters are business operations, functions of a travel agency, and billing and the settlement plan. Let's go through these. Now, what are the essential steps for setting up a travel agency? You require office space, first of all. You won't be able to function until you get office space. Select and register a domain name for your website, coxandkings.com, thomascook.com. You require a domain name because that is going to be the identity of your business where you're going to get your emails. You're going to send emails to customers. It's all about information and technology today. Open a bank account and secure a line of credit and or working capital. You will require money. You need to get flight tickets. You need to do hotel bookings. You need to pay different vendors. So you require money, right? Set up your record keeping and accounting system. Set up the IT infrastructure. Most important, you can't function without that. And make publicity materials like brochures. Now, the publicity material like brochures are important to give an introduction to what the company is all about, what they intend to offer, what the probably different products that they have with them. Now, decide the office location and space. Plan for the long term. Obviously, when you don't want to shift office another 2 years or 3 years. So if you're looking to set up a travel agency, it takes time for a business to get known, for people to know you. So you need to find office space which is going to be good for you in the long run. IATA and DOT registrations require minimum space for approvals. They have a criteria that you have to have such a kind of an office, at least this much space. So you've got to be careful that you have at least that much space so that you can apply for these registrations. Office furniture, workstations, computers, printers, scanner. Then you have phone and internet connections, office signage, basic furnishings and decor suitable for a travel agency. This is all a must-haves in a travel agency, where you obviously have customer coming in. The first impression, as they say, is the last impression. Select a register a domain name for your website. To start a travel agency, an email address is very essential. You obviously need an email address. That's the way of communication nowadays. Plan for a website. You need a good website. You need someone who's going to make that for you. Select a domain name which best describes the type of business you plan to do. It could be GeminiTravels.com. So what does Gemini Travel say? It could be vinitapatil@gemini-travels.com. So when you say gemini-travels.com, it's automatically understood that the business is of travels. So you have to find a suitable domain name, or the company, the name of the company also could become your domain name. SEO, consult a SEO specialist to optimize your website and be seen on the web. What is SEO? Search engine optimization. You need to find a search engine where you can probably go, put up your portal, tell them that when someone searches for a travel agency in Mumbai or in India, then you are one of the first few listed on the page so that people recognize you, they recognize your business, and they start coming to you, right? Open a bank account to receive and make payments. A current account with a nationalized or a reliable bank, absolutely necessary. You have funds coming in, funds going out. You need a good bank. You can need a private bank or you need a nationalized bank. All possible payment options, which could be online bank payment gateways, NEFT, ECS, people could probably transfer the money to your account, credit and debit payments, foreign currency transactions, PayPal, etc., mobile banking option. You have to have all these services if you're starting a travel agency. You have to be able to have a facility in a bank where any customer from anywhere can probably put the cash in your account if he wants to and tell you and notify you, listen, the cash has come to your account, our booking is confirmed. We have to have that facility too. So these are certain things that you need to have, credit and debit card payments, which can be done to your account. You have to interlink the whole system through the bank so that you see the debit card or credit card. Once it's swiped, the money comes to your account. Accounting systems, cash flow management. Cash payments made and received should be daily checked and tallied. Absolutely necessary. The general ledger to keep track of all the assets and debts. What is coming in, what is going out, what are the debts, what do we need to give to the vendors, what is the income coming in. The income statement, take over a specified period of time to calculate net profit and loss see whether you're making profit, whether you're making loss. A tight control over the cash flow, essential for the success of the enterprise. You need to see that the cash flow outside is very less and you have more revenue so that you end up making profits and not losses. A software like Tally could be used instead of manual books or accounts. Nowadays, everything is through information technology. Everything is through systems. Everything is through computers. So you have to have the Tally. Tally is one of the best accounting systems. You don't have the old systems of books and writing down everything. You have a Tally where you note all the data. Then, automation system, sales automation, GDS, global distribution system for managing the kitchen ticketing, and BSP billing from any company like Amadeus, Galileo, or Sabre. You need to have the BSP billing. You have to have a good company which provides you software for your travel agency to be able to do business. You have to have a global distribution system to be able to get your whole ticketing process done. Business automation like Microsoft Outlook for emails, Microsoft Excel to maintain various records, a must-have. HRM, human resources management systems to manage the HR-related jobs like salary, attendance, etc. You need to have an HR division if you're going to plan a big company. CRM, customer relationship management software, and other management information tools. These are softwares which are available now, and people tend to buy them when they're setting up a company, which is absolutely essential. Without it, it is difficult to function. Publicity material, prepare and design the brochure. What the brochure is going to be all about, what it's going to show, what are the features, illustrations, what are the places you're giving, what are the packages, hotels, flights, you need to mention everything. Preparing other publicity material like standees, backdrops and posters. When a customer walks into your office, what does he? He sees a standee as he enters. Visit Europe, visit America, visit Greece, and a lovely standees over there. Visit Thailand at such and such price. Backdrops, posters, people see this, hey man, I want this probably, I want to go for this, what is the detail of this tool, please give it to me. Customer, when he sees something, if he likes it, he'll probably take it. Visiting cards for important employees, you have to have visiting cards. You have to have flyers, you have to have website material. Visiting cards, flyers, you need to give out flyers to customers who will say, okay, can we take some information home and get back to you. You have to have flyers for that. You have to have website material, everything is on the website. You have to be able to store data. If customer asks, where can I see this on your website? You have to tell the customer, sir, this is where you go and have a look. What are the functions of a travel agency? Let's see this. Travel consultants, ticketing and reservation. You need to do ticketing also. Tour packages, documentation. What is documentation? You do the visa, you do the passport, you see that the stamping is done, the necessary permissions are got to travel to another country. There could be difference of permissions, so you need to have all that. Tour packages, documentation, hotel and cruises, obviously, hotels and cruises. Conference and events, somebody wants to have a conference and event. How the hell do you do that? You're going to have to be able to see that you have a good tie-up with the leading five-star hotels, so you want to do conferences and events. Foreign exchange, another important revenue earner for the travel agency. They will take money, they will give you dollars. Obviously, you need dollars to travel, so you have it legally, you can take it. Car rental. You go abroad, you have tie-ups, you need car rental. So obviously, you can't function without a car rental. Travel insurance. You need to have travel insurance. Nowadays, everyone buys travel insurance. Other services. There can be plenty other services. Like planning trips. You know, you give them whole program for a company. What best they can do. You give them a budget and that they could work around your itineraries. Travel consultant, main function of a regular travel agent, which has become very specialist with the arrival of OTAs. They should be experts in preparing complex routings. Complex routings should be very easily manageable by a travel agency. Where you're going to go, routings, where you're going to be there, how long are you going to travel, how are you going to stay. The entire route has to be prepared by a travel agency. Booking multiple forms of transport, accommodation and leisure activities. There are different ways to book a ticket for a flight, for a train, for a cruise. So you have to have a system where you can book these tickets. There are different forms. Provide multi-channel booking options. You can probably do it through the portal. You can probably do it different ways. There are different manners to do about booking options. Being available 24/7, 365 from any in the world, if you have a good portal, if you have all detail necessary, you have payment links, you can probably do that. giving a human touch to the booking experience. The human touch is you have a sales staff who looks after things, who says that, sir, I'm here to help you. Can please tell us how best we can serve you. This is the tool we have. This is the package that we have. This is what we intend to sell. Offering a seamless service wherever from home, at the airport, in flight, or at the destination. You have to have a service which is absolutely seamless. Guy gets stuck at the airport with some issue, calls you. Listen, man, I did the ticket and this is what the problem is. You sort out the problem for him firsthand because it's your duty. You have given the ticket. So you also have to be available 24/7. Using technology to their advantage. You have to use technology as a travel agent. You have to be able to see how best technology serves you, your office, your company in progress. Anything data that needs to be sent, it can be sent immediately. You can log on to a portal of an airline and see why the ticketing system has gone wrong. Everything has to be at the pick of a hand. It is very essential to be able to be successful, like money today in today's business. If you want to be up, you've got to be very savvy and make money only through being very adaptable on the computer. Ticketing and reservation. The function is fast, losing ground as OTA are quick and easy. The large corporate use the travel agents to save on time and hassle to reach flights. The travel agencies provide complete travel management solutions with implant services. There are 2-3 separate sections, domestic ticket, international tickets, and rail ticketing section, which may be existing in certain companies. You obviously have the domestic ticketing, you have the international ticketing, someone is going abroad. Then you have a rail ticketing, which may exist. The people want to go by rail, say send employees by rail, what they do? They have a section where the rail ticketing can be done. What are the highlights of the ticketing sections? Selling tickets domestic and international to corporate clients. Provide the best price and multiple options. You would see what are the tickets going in different airlines, what best you can provide. Proved best possible itinerary. What is the best itinerary for a person to travel so that it doesn't tire the person? It's good, it's relaxed, and you go and finish your work on time. Then payment terms are on credit with the corporate. You obviously give them a 30-day or a 45-day leeway to make your payments. Then 0% commission from the airlines. You don't sometimes get commission from the airline, but you charge a service fee from the client. Nowadays, this happens. You tell the client, I'm going to do your tickets. I'm going to charge you per ticket because there's a service fee. Client does not have time. He says, okay. Earnings in the form of PLB and bonus from airlines. You will get bonus from the airlines because you are making good business with them. So they'll say, okay, we'll offer you business. We will give you commission and we'll give you bonus if you can get a certain number of bookings. Low-cost airlines don't appoint travel agents. Low-cost airlines want to avoid travel agents because they don't want to give the commission. They already are working, functioning on very low margins. So obviously, they want to see that they can work without giving money to the travel agent and the customer directly comes to them. Some of the other highlights of ticketing are offering personalized services such as seat preference, meal preference, frequent flyer points. You have to see that the customer says, okay, get me this seat. So you have to be able to reserve the seat if you're a travel agent. You have to give them the facility and the service. Meal preference, whether it's a veg, whether non-veg, whether the customer likes continental food, the customer prefers any special kind of a meal. If it's available on the airline, you have to do that. You have to mention that on the ticketing. When you're doing the ticketing, you mention it to the airline has the appropriate kind of food for your client. Then you have frequent flyer points. You see that the customer, if he's traveling one airline, you get him a card, a kind of a loyalty program card, where he says he can be, you know, allowed to take frequent flyer points later on when he flies one sector regularly or in that same airline. Processing travel documents like visa and passport, very important. Alerts on weather, status of visiting countries and cities. There's some problem over there. You have to tell the client, listen, there's a swine flu in that country. There's a breakout of swine flu. You should be careful if you're going. So the customer thinks twice. He may probably cancel his trip. You have to alert the customer. Otherwise, he might turn around and say, why didn't you tell me there was a swine flu? So there could be other things, natural disasters. It's always your duty as a travel agent, if there's some development, to let your customer know. Making amendments in the bookings in case of emergencies, like I said, if there's some swine flu, if some natural disaster, you have to be able to make amendments. Cancel the ticket. We will go later. We'll see what is to be done. Bookings through the GDS systems, which can be as per the company policy. You do the bookings through the global distribution systems, which are as per the company policy. And Amadeus, Galileo, Sabre are the top three systems used in India. These are three software systems that are used for doing ticketing. Tour packages. The two packages of the holiday division of a travel agency is becoming the highest profit earner. Even with the onslaught of online portals, the services of a holiday expert are required to customize tours. You have everything on a portal, still you require the expert advice of a person who's going to tell you, look man, you know, since you are so many people, do this, go here, stay these many days over here, then travel, then you do this, then you do that. It is always important to take the opinion or the advice of a guide or someone from the travel agency, from their office who makes that tour, because you know what you're planning and what you intend to do. It's absolutely important. A package tour is a combination of various services like accommodation, transport, sightseeing. You want to do sightseeing, the most important thing. Of course, you're going to stay in a hotel. Transport is needed. Obviously, you're going to need accommodation. You need transport. But you want to do sightseeing. You want to see the place. How are you going to do that? You have to have a car. You have to have some kind of a system in place or coaches where they take you all around, show you everything. The travel agents can sell packages designed by a tour operator. This is the package we offer you. You can go here. See, a lot of extensive study is done when you're making a tour. It's not just that you pick up five or six places and say, okay, that's the tour, you know, we plan. You have to see what each place offers you. What is the speciality of the place? Some could be a hill station. Some could be a tea plantation. Some could be very significant from a historical or cultural point of view. So when you send a person to a country, you want to experience everything. You want to see everything and then come back, right? The travel agency can design their own after coordinating with various local suppliers. They can see what is important. After a year, two, three, they decide. The travel agency can make their own tours because then they get more money. They don't have to go to somewhere else. You can design something on your own, something beautiful, which is nice. In the Indian market, big players are SOTC, Cox & Kings and KC Tours. These are the biggest in names of tours. They create some of the best tours. They have very good videos, people have gone and come back very happy and satisfied. Now let's look at tour packages. The tour package section generally has divisions depending on the type of market handle, each having a separate FIT, customized tours division, and a fixed or a groups tour division. They could have probably a frequent individual traveler, FIT, or they could have a group traveling. So there are different types of tours. Outbound holidays, holidays taken by an Indian outside India, and inbound holidays, Indian tours, for foreigners traveling to India. Then there are domestic holidays, which are domestic tours within India. These are the different kind of tours which can be taken. And there are different packages designed for different locations, different areas. And this is what you offer to the customer as a variety for him to be able to choose from. Outbound tour packages. India is one of the fastest growing outbound travel markets in the world. Indian international tourism departments departures from India have grown from 3.7 million in 1997 to 9.8 million in 2007. So there has been nearly a 6 million growth in around 10 years. Increasing incomes, double income families, increase in status and increase in awareness of international destinations. Obviously right now everything is available at the drop of a hat. You go to a port hill, you see different places. Thailand, Malaysia, Europe, America, Greece, Australia, Japan. So you want to see the world. There is increasing incomes. Companies are offering better salaries. They're offering you paid leaves. They're offering you travel allowances. So obviously you want to see the world. Make the most of it. Easing of the visa rules has also in a way helped in people traveling abroad for a holiday. See, it's about globalization. Everyone in the world understands that travel and tourism is a major income sector. People want that. You know, people from different countries want you to come to their country, see the place, probably explore, tour, try and do business with them if possible. It's a great revenue earner. So you want to be able to offer an easier system for people to be able to enjoy the stay. Domestic tour packages. Demand for domestic tours is increasing. The lovely places in India, for example, they want to see India. The profile of the domestic tourist has changed over the years from pilgrim family holidays to special interest holidays. The middle class city dwellers take short breaks from the busy schedule of the urban lifestyles more often and vary destinations which are affordable and easily accessible. There are lots of destinations. In China, when there's a Chinese New Year, there is a 15-day holiday, 15 to 20-day nearly holidays just for one New Year, for one day, where people do not work. All factories, all offices in China are closed and they only travel within China, go to places of spiritual offerings, they go to different places, meet their relatives and come back. That is a great way of domestic touring. Special interest holidays. People do not want to take run-of-the-mill tours or destinations. They prefer customized special interest tours. They could be any kind. The tours can range from wildlife photography, birding, farm tours, wine tours. These are different new kinds of tours which are happening. The travel agent has an edge here as he can sell different tours of other tour operators. Well, other tour operators will offer you different varieties, different forms of tours. You want to make avail of that. You want to be able to try and come up with something different and offer. It could not be very expensive, so it's easier and faster to sell. The documentation section has three important sections. Well, visa, passport, health. You've got to have visa if you want to travel to the place. Obviously, a passport has to be placed. And your health insurance is very important in case you fall sick in another country. If for some chance there is something, you have to have some kind of an insurance which will help you combat the problem. Documentation, passport. Under the Passport Act 1967, all Indian citizens who depart or intend to depart from India are required to be in the possession of a valid passport or travel document. What are different types of passport issued by the Government of India? Ordinary passport, diplomatic passport, official passport, emergency certificate, and certificate of identity. These are different kinds of passport issued. The role of the travel agent is to ensure that all passengers traveling hold a valid passport generally beyond 6 months from the date of departure. From the date of departure, within, they should have a valid passport. Absolutely important, very necessary for them to see before the date of departure the passport is valid. The travel agent can assist the passenger if applying for a passport and charge service charges. He will take the passport, get the work done for the person, and he will see that the passport is renewed or made. The travel agent can... The application of passports is online through the Passport Seva Kendra, and the passenger has to appear personally. You have to go personally and you have to show yourself, give the form, complete the formalities for the registration of a passport and making of one. Procedure for issuance of ordinary passport. Online registration, the passenger has to fill the application form online via submission, via forms, e-form submission over the online form submission. You have to give an online form. You have to submit it, fill it. Then they give you a time. Then you have to go to the passport office on that particular day, submit the documents with the relevant papers, with the relevant documentation that you're a citizen of India. Then only the government of India checks, verifies through the police that you are staying in the place, you're a proper citizen of India, and then they issue a passport. Scheduling an appointment, first thing, visiting a passport seva kendra. Submit the documents and get the biometric done. Passport will be couriered at the residence as mentioned. Under the new system, it is mandatory for applicants, including infants, to be physically present at the Passport Seva Kendra to give their biometrics, fingerprints and photograph. This is the new system where you have to be personally present to give your fingerprint and photograph. Passports, e-passports. A biometric passport, also known as an e-passport or a digital passport, is a combined paper and electronic passport that contains biometric information. It includes a microprocessor chip in the front or back cover of the passport. Chip characteristics are mentioned in the ICAU DOC 9303. This is a technical term which is used by the travel agency. The information is printed as well as stored on the chip. The biometric information stores if facial recognition, fingerprint recognition, and iris recognition. There could be different kind of recognition to see that this is the true identity of the person. Countries using biometric passports are the European Union, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Japan, Singapore, USA, and some more other countries. The documentation, second, visa. Visitors intending to stay abroad, a stamp or endorsement on a passport by a consular or authorized official of that particular country is very necessary. It grants permission to the traveler to travel abroad for the purpose and the number of days specified. If you want to travel abroad, you need to state the number of days you want to stay, the reason of travel, and then only you get a visa. The type of visa that can be generally applied through the travel agent are tourist visa, business visa, work visa, or an immigrant visa if you intend to work in that country for some period of time. The role of travel agents in visa procession. In visa processing, the travel agencies charge service charges to submit visa documents at the respective consulates. The travel agent's job is to guide and simplify the process and give guidance to provide the legal documents. He will tell you what documents are required, what is that is necessary for you to obtain your visa, what are the requisitions, a photograph, your PAN card probably proof of residence, whatever required, they will help you. You have to give them and they will do all the work and the processing for you. The travel agents have to coordinate and maintain relationships with various consulates and embassies, very important if he wants his clients to get the papers and documents easily. The travel agent should be updated with latest requirement fees and the process. As for each different country, they change from time to time. You see, there are different rules, different regulations every country has. The travel agent should be, kept in knowledge, updated. What is required? What is the new format? What do they want nowadays? When a customer comes to him, for example, Brazil, he can say, listen, this is a new documentation for Brazil. You better keep this ready. He doesn't want his client to go through a problem. Nor if he has to show he's an efficient travel agent, he should be able to have everything on his system from time to time. Tourist visa, a short-term visa for people going on a holiday. Business visa, a short-term company-sponsored visa for people traveling on business, conference, seminars. He probably could be staying there for a month for some business. That's a business visa. Work visa, a long-term visa for people traveling on temporary work assignment. Somebody might be assigned to the office in USA. For example, somebody from Infosys or some other company could be going for working abroad for a year. So they require over here a work visa, which will be valid till the person stays. You've got to mention how much he's going to stay. Immigrant visa, long-term visa for people staying beyond 6 months and going as a worker or a spouse. They could go as a worker, they could going as a spouse, they could be going in some other format. So you need to apply for an immigrant visa then. Documentation, health, very important. Travel to some countries requires vaccination and health guidelines because it is, like we mentioned, swine flu or some other, diseases like Ebola, where there was outbreak of Ebola. So you've got to be careful. If a country has Ebola, you might not want to travel there. They are listed in the latest editions of TIM, the Travel Information Manual issued by the IATA. The Travel Information Manual provides advices on border requirements, travel documents required for the destination and any transit points. And the travel agent has to be updated on the information for hassle-free travel for the traveler. You see, the travel agent has to have all kinds of information from time to time coming from various agencies, from consulates, from different places, to be able to see that they are able to give the best relevant information which says that the customer can travel without then facing problems at a later stage. Documentation health. A health booklet is issued to passengers traveling to countries like South America, certain countries in Africa. The booklets record information on the vaccinations taken before travel. Absences of this booklet during the travel to these destinations will lead to deboarding at the point of origin. See, you have to have the booklet, otherwise they'll just deboard you and you will not be allowed to enter the country. So it's a very important requisite that if you want to visit that country, you have to have the booklet which says what are the vaccinations taken, what is the necessary precautions you have taken, what is the epidemics that could happen in the country. The person has to be knowing what is going to happen and he has to have the correct documentation. Hotels, tourist accommodation. It may be a separate section in a travel agency or would be a part of the respective ticketing departments, domestic and international. Guidebooks used for the reference, such as OHRG, Star, Hotel and Travel Index. These are different guidebooks which are there for the travel industry. You can pick up a book from China, of Japan, of Brazil, probably of Greece, probably of Australia, probably of New Zealand if you're going to the particular city or country, and get all relevant information. Internet is a major source of information, and booking hotels has become more easy because of the internet. You can go onto the net and book your hotels and find out what are the prevailing rates from different travel portals. More travel agents are booking hotels from all over the world and earning commissions in the range of 20% to 30%. They book hotels from all over the world and get commission up to 20% to 30%, a huge amount, and the customer also gets everything all at hand without him having to do anything else.